Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chav Chesam Ebeiz. We're holding now on the bottom of Chav Chesam and Aleph, the last line, Amrav Nechemya. So says the Gemara, Amrav Nechemya Beid Rab Yosef, Hava Kaimna Kameda Rava, I was once standing in front of Rava on Yom Tif, Zahava Kamavar Lesakina Apuma de Dikula, and I saw that he was scraping his knife against the edge of a basket. V'amri leis, so I said to him, L'chaddo kovid mar, or l'haver sham nunisa? Are you doing that to sharpen your knife, like Rabbi Yehuda, that machshiri eichol nefesh is mutter on Yom Tif? Or are you simply taking off the grease from the knife? V'amr li l'haver sham nunisa. I'm just taking off the grease. However, says Rav Nechemia, v'chazisi l'dayte de l'chaddo kovid. I saw that really, he was really sharpening his knife. Maybe he was also taking off the grease, but l'maisa he was sharpening the knife, he held like Rabbi Yehuda, that machshiri eichol nefesh is mutter. And why did he want to tell me? That kasavar halacha vein mayrin kein. It must be that he held that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but being that it's a very complicated psak, because it depends on which things you were able to do before Yom Tov, not able to, so therefore, he didn't want to tell me, and because he holds that that's the halacha, but you're not supposed to publicize the psak. V'amr Abaye, a similar story. Abaye said over, Avakimna Kameda Mar, I was once in front of Rabbo, Vavakamavar Sakina Sifsa de Rechaya. And he was scraping his knife against the edge of a millstone. V'amrile lechad de Kabayi Mar, lehaver shamnunisa, same idea. Are you doing it to scrape your knife? To sharpen your knife? Are you doing it to get off the grease? V'amrile lehaver shamnunisa. He told me to get off the grease. V'chazisa ledaite de lechad de Kavid. I saw that really he was sharpening his knife. V'kusavar halacha ve'mayrin kein. And again, it's because he held that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but you're not supposed to publicize the psak. Says the Gemara, Yibayiluhu ma'u lahares sakin l'chacham biyamtiv. Are you allowed to show, is a butcher allowed to show his sheichet, is he allowed to show his knife to the Rav to inspect it, to make sure that it's not nifkam, that there's no indents, that to make it that it's not a smooth knife. Are you allowed to show it? Are you allowed to show that to the Rav on Yom Tif? So Rav Mari, Breder of Business Shari, he held his mutter. Rabbanan Asri, the Rabbanan said, it's aser, it's ovdin d'chol. It looks very weekday-like to be showing your knife to the Rav on Yom Tif. Maybe you're coming to shecht a whole bunch of cows and do some business. So therefore, it's ovdin d'chol. You can't show your knife to the Rav. Rav Yosef says, I have a simple solution. You're right, you can't show your knife to the Rav, but Talmud Chacham Reil Atzmai. And Talmud Chacham can inspect his own knife, and then, Umashila L'Acherim, he could then give it and let others borrow it. There's nothing wrong with him looking at his knife. The issue is to bring your knife to the Rav. The Rav himself, he could look at the knife, at his own knife, and then he could let other people use it, and like that, people could have a knife to perform Shechita on Yom Tov. V'am Rav Yosef Sakin Sha'amda Amot L'Chadida B'Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosef said that if a knife that becomes dull on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to sharpen it, again, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Machshiri Eichon Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov. V'ani Mili Depaska Agav Dochka. But that's only if it became dull, and you could still use it if you try really hard. But if a mamish completely lost its sharpness, you can't use it at all, so then that's going to take a lot of tircha to fix it, that you're not going to be allowed to fix on Yom Tov, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Darsh Rav Chista Vitim Rav Yosef, Rav Chista or some say Rav Yosef Darshind, that Echad Sakin Shenifkama, whether it's a knife that got a nick, Vechad Shepud Shenirtsam, or a spit that the tip of it broke off, Vechad Grifas Taner Vikirayim, or shoveling out an oven in order to fix it and now you could cook inside, all of these are in Malachis of Tikkun Maneh, so be Yom Tif, all these things in Yom Tif, Banu Lu Machlaikas Rav Yehuda V'Rabbanan, are subject to the Machlaikas between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether Machshire Eichon Nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. The Tani we learned in a Braisa, that the Tanakhama says, Ein bin Yom Tov l'Shabbos, elo eichol nefesh bilvad. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is eichol nefesh. Eichol nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov and asr on Shabbos. But there's no heter ever of machshiri eichol nefesh. That's going to be asr even on Yom Tov. The only difference is eichol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshiri eichol nefesh. However, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik, he says, and no, even machshiri eichol nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. My time in the Tanakhama, why does the Tanakhama say that that machshir echol nefesh is aser. Amakra hu levada yaser lechem. The Torah says you could do melachas echol nefesh, and then it says hu levada yaser lechem. That's it. That's what you could do for yourself. So hu v'loy machshirav. We darshan from who that melachas echol nefesh you could do, but not machshiri echol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda, he tells you that no, you could do machshiri echol nefesh because amar kra lachem. The Torah says hu levada yasa lachem. It says you could do it for yourself. It's an extra word lachem, lachem lechotzer chaychem. We darshan from there for any one of your needs. V'tanakama ksev lachem. What does the Tanakama learn from this extra word lachem? Amar lecha hu lachem v'loy lenacher. He darshans from lachem that you could do malacha for yourself, but you can't do malacha for a guy. V'idach na'ami aksiv hu. And Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the fact that it says hu? It's mashma miyat, that you could only do eichel nefesh and not machshiri eichel nefesh. So says the Gemara, Amar lecha, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, ksiv hu, ksiv lachem. The fact that there's a stira in the pasuk. One hand it says hu, which is mashma miyat, that's only eichel nefesh, that's mutter. But then it says lachem, a riboy, that you could do anything that you need. So how do we make sense of these two conflicting diukim? V'leikasha, kambe machshirin she'afshir la'asayisin me'er of yamtif. Who is talking about machshirin that you could have done before yamtif? Since you could have done it before yamtif, so then you're not allowed to do it on yamtif. And lachem is coming to be marbe kambe machshirin she'afshir la'asayisin me'er of yamtif. That's discussing machshir echo nefesh that you weren't able to do before yamtif. So since you weren't able to do those malachis before yamtif, you didn't know you were going to need it, or you didn't have the capability of performing them, so then those are the types of machshiri eichon nefesh that are going to be mutter on yamtif. Am Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, shpud shenirtzaf, if you have a shpud that it didn't break, but it got bent, so also l'sakne b'yamtif, you're not allowed to fix it on yamtif. Ask the Gemara Pshita, if it got bent, to fix it, to straighten it, takes a lot of tircha, so obviously it's aser. Says the Gemara, like tzricha da'afal gav de mafshit miyadei. We're discussing a case that even though you could straighten it with your hand, so it's not going to take a lot of tircha, still it's going to be aser. And the reason is because the maisa, you could use the spit as is, it doesn't matter that it's a little bit bent. So yeah, you can fix it with your hand, but there's no reason to be tireach to fix it when you can use it the way it is. V'am Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, shpud shetzalu bay basar, asa letaut lebiyamtif. That once you roast meat on top of, with the spit, so then you take off the meat and now the spit is left with, some of the psailas, like the fats and the grease of the meat. So it's mias, and therefore it becomes muksa machmas mias. You're not allowed to then move it on yamtif after you cooked with it. Rav Ada bar Ava, Amar of Malkiyoy, Shem toyu manichay b'keren zaves. You could quickly let go of it, and you could move it kilacher yad tiltu min atzad, and you could get it into the corner. Amar of Chia bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Amar Avuna, v'hu shiyesh alav kezayis basar. But you could only do that if it has a kezayis basar on the spit. Ravina Amar Afapisha, ain't alav basar. Even if there's no meat, you're allowed mutter l'tautula. You're even allowed to move it with your hand. You don't even have to do tiltu min atzad. And says Ravina, the reason why you can move it even with your hand, even if there's no meat on it, is midi dahava koitz berusha sarabim. It's like a koitz, it's like a thorn, it's in berusha sarabim, that leaving it there is a sakana, people could get hurt from it, and therefore, you're allowed to move the koitz, so to over here, you're allowed to move the spit, you don't have to leave it in the middle of the room in a place where people could get hurt from it. Amar Rav Chinna Breid Rav Ika, Shpud, Shvachay Sugumais. These three memras, one, the one that we had of Shpud, and then these other two of Shvachay Sugumais. So the author, the one, the Baal HaMemra is Rav Malchiyai. Blairis, Efer, Mikla, Vigvina, but when it comes to the three memras of Blairis, Efer, Mikla, and Gvina, so that the author, the Baal HaMemra is Rav Malchiyah. So their names sound alike. You have to differentiate that Shpud, Shvachay Sugumais is Rav Malchiyai, Blairis, Efer, Mikla, and Gvina is Rav Malchiyah. Rav Papa, Amar, Rav Papa has a different division, that Masnisen u Masnisa Rav Malchiyah, anyone who's in a Braisa or a Mishnah, so that's Rav Malchiyah, and Shmaitza Rav Malchiyah, in Gemara, so that's Rav Malchiyah. V'simenayich, and the way to remember which one is the Bala Shmua of the Mishnais and the Braises versus the Gemara, it says Rapapa is that Masnis and Malkisa. Is that our Mishnah, Mishnais are like the top that we ask from Mishnais and Braises on the Amorayim in the Gemara. So they're like the top. And the word Mishnah and Braises is Lashon Nekeva. So we call it like a queen. And Rav Malchia is also Lashon Nekeva. So that's the way to remember that Rav Malchia is the Bala Memra of these members that come up in Braises and Mishnais. May Benayu, what's the difference between Rav Chinina and Rav Papa? Rav Chinina, who divided it up, that Shvach is Gumais and Shpud is Rav Malchiyai, whereas Blair say for Mikla and Gvina is Rav Malchiyai, versus Rav Papa, who said that Mishnai is Rav Malchiyai and Shmeitzer is Rav Malchiyai, says the Gemara, you can be now Shvachis. And Afkamina is going to end up being just when it comes to the Memra of Shvachis, which is a Mishnah. It's and Afalpike and Rav Chinina, Braid Rav Ika, attributed it to Rav Malchiyai. And Rav Papa would tell you that it's Rav Malchiyai, so that's going to be the difference between Rav Chinina and Rav Papa.